day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I am your host, Micah Jackson. Today is February 2nd, 2006, the Feast of the Presentation of our Lord. The Gospels are full of stories about Jesus. For the most part, though, they're stories about unusual moments in his life, from his surprising parables all the way to his shocking and amazing resurrection from the dead. And I understand why the evangelists did it that way, since it's just these distinctive things that make his redeeming work possible. But that's also why the few glimpses into his regular everyday life, the kind we have, why they're such a gift. And at first, his presentation in the temple seems like one of those ordinary scenes. The law requires that all firstborn sons be brought to the temple and dedicated to God. And so, of course, Joseph and Mary brought their son to the house of God. Nothing could be more ordinary than that. I imagine that they were glad to be back to their old routines, to the expected after the strange things that surrounded Jesus' birth. But nothing in Jesus' life stays ordinary for long. Here he encounters the prophets Simeon and Anna. Simeon had received a promise from the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. He took Jesus into his arms and spoke words that are now familiar to many of us, if only from their use in the evening prayer service. "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Anna, too, praised God for the gift she had been given. But none of this could have been comforting to Mary and Joseph, just when they thought that they could be returning to the normality of their life before the coming of their child. Here is yet another wild-eyed prophet with mysterious words about the future of their son. "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too," Simeon told Mary. So, just at the beginning of his life, the mother learns that the son will grow away from her and become his own man, and that nothing she can do, much as she will pray for such an opportunity, can save him from doing what God has called him to do. Well, what do you know? I guess there's nothing unusual about this story after all. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly pray that as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple, so we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Ansgar. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.